You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. That question is related to a very important virtue in Islam. I'm speaking of the virtue of taqwa, or God-wariness. As you know, the Quran and Hadith lay great emphasis on taqwa, or piety. In one beautiful Hadith narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been narrated that he said, "He who adopts God-wariness, dignity will pour down on him after having been scarce. Mercy will incline towards him after having been missed previously. Blessings will gush onto him after having been barren, and benediction will heavily rain upon him after merely drizzled." This is an indication of the importance of God-wariness and piety. The question we want to pose today in this connection is, what are the characteristics of the God-wary? This is an important question because without knowing the characteristics of God-wariness, how can we really assess if we are God-wary or not? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith, which have been narrated from the Infallibles, alayhi wasalam, regarding God-wariness. In one beautiful hadith, which is a part of a lengthier hadith, it's been narrated that a person named Hammam came to the commander of the faithful, and he said, "O commander of the faithful, describe to me the God-wary in such a way as though I was to see them." Then Imam Ali alayhi salam praised Allah and glorified and praised the Prophet. And then after that, he began describing the pious, the God-wary. And he mentioned many characteristics of them. In one part of this lengthy sermon, the Imam says this: "The sign of any one of them is that you will see that he has strength and religion, prudence along with leniency, faith with conviction, eagerness in seeking knowledge with forbearance, moderation in wealth, devotion in worship, gracefulness in neediness, endurance in hardship, desire for the lawful, pleasure in guidance, and hatred of greed. He performs virtuous deeds but still feels afraid. In the evening, he is anxious to offer thanks to Allah. In the morning, his anxiety is to remember Allah. He passes the night in fear and rises in the morning in joy. Fear lest night is passed in forgetfulness, and joy over the favor and mercy received by him. If his self refuses to endure a thing which it does not like, he does not grant it its request towards what it likes. The coolness of his eyes lies in what is to last forever, while from things of this world, that which will not last, he keeps aloof. He transfuses knowledge with forbearance and speech with action. You will see his hopes simple, his spirit contented, his meal small and simple, his religion safe, his desires dead, and his anger suppressed. Good alone is expected from him. Evil from him is not to be feared." These are some of the beautiful characteristics of the God-wary in light of the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.